Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Tmura Daf Zayin. We begin three lines off the top of the Yomit. Amar, let's go back and do a Chazora. Yesterday, we learned that if a fellow takes an animal which has a blemish, he takes a balmum and offers it as a karban, it could end up costing him a lot. It could end up generating a series, a whole litany of isurim, five transgressions in total. The fact that he's magdish it, the fact that he's shechting it, the fact that he's doing the zrika of the dam on the mizbeach, the haktara, the complete haktara, part of the haktara. And there's another one. Amamar mishum Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Amru. So Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda was quoted as follows. Here's number six. Af kabbalas adam. Likewise, the collection of the blood of this blemished carbon generates another iser. Where's the source for that iser? My time the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Where's it coming from? Amakra. We have another pasuk which warns against offering this carbon, and we apply it to kabbalas adam. So all these blemished animals, leisakrivu, the pasuk continues. The term leisakrivu is applied to zukabalas adam, collecting the blood in a kli, as part of the akrava process, which constitutes another transgression. Zukabalas adam shamar, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi, which he spoke about. Now the Tanakhama disagreed, did not include this item on his transgression list, Utanakama. So what does he do with this pasuk? Hi loy sakri, what's the message in this pasuk? It's applied to zrikas damim. It's a law against applying the blood on the mizbeach. What do you mean? We already have a pasuk for that. We discussed that yesterday, but afkali, that's learned from the words me'al mizbeach. That's not an extra expression, it's just the way the Torah speaks. Don't put it on the mizbeach. It's not coming to add another element of Yisr regarding Zrika. Hence, Leisakrib was coming for that, unavailable for Kabbalah Adam according to Tanakhama. Now, Rabbi Yosi Yehuda, Nami Urche de Krohu, we assume according to him as well. The words Malam Mizbeach is not extra to allude to Zrika, it's just a way of expression, so then we are down, we are short a pasuk. And Echanami, you're right. You're right that what? That the previous pasuk, Moch v'chasas loisakrivu, in fact, relates to Zrika. So where is his source for Kabbalah Saddam? Elo Kabbalah Saddam minili, how does he know? To forbid Kabbalah Saddam of a balmum, nafkalei meho, he has yet another pasuk for that. Which speaks about a carbon of a goy can offer a carbon, a miyad ben, an echel esakrivu, and the pasuk warns against accepting a carbon from a goy if it's blemished. So not only from a yid, from a goy as well. Umiyad ben nechel is akrivu, which seems to be extra. Of course, why would there be a difference? So le sakrivu in this case is coming to add zu hi kabbalas adam shamar, which was spoken by Rabbi Yosi Yehuda. Hence his source that Kabbalah also generates it is Utanakama. What does he do with this pasuk of the goy? What's the point of this pasuk? It's needed as follows to teach. You cannot accept a blemished carbon from a goy. I would think maybe he's different because, you know, a goy is allowed to, in his private, you know, altar, his private bama, is allowed to be makar of a carbon to Hashem with a blemish as long as it's not missing a full limb. So perhaps the same exact parameters apply to a carbon that he offers on the mizbeach. Comes the pasuk and says no. What he does in private is his business, but in the mizbeach, you got to follow the rules, the standard system, no blemishes. Salka de Chamina, there's room to consider as follows. The guy were not instructed, were not warned against LL al Mechusa Yibarim unless it's missing a full limb. In which case, Loishna be Mizbeach to do. So you would think there's no difference between their Mizbeach and our Mizbeach, Loishna be Mizbeach to done. Kamash won't come to Bazan and says no. By us, it's different. You want to come to the Beis HaMikdash, you got to up the standards. Okay, so bottom line, according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, we have an extra pasuk, the pasuk of the Sakrivu, which is stated by the Goy, to tell you Kabbalah's Adam is Asr as well, according to Tanakh. No, it's needed for the Goy itself. Lishnachrinah, there's yet another version of this discussion. So again, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Aymar, he says, Afal Kabbalah's Adam, there's an Isr for Kabbalah of a Balmon. My time of why? Dechsev Moech Bechasus. Oy Sakrivu is an extra pasuk, so Kabbalah's Adam covering this step as well. Zrika nafkele bal mizbeach to forbid zrika of a balmum. That's from the yalam mizbeach. Although Rabbanan now may typically zrika bal mizbeach, well, it would seem that the Rabbanan can also apply the words mal mizbeach for zrika. In which case, it leaves us with an extra pasuk, but kabbalah loy sakrivo. Hachanami, you're right. Velo, so rather loy sakrivo, the words loy sakrivo of this pasuk, the moch of the pasuk of moch v'chasus. What's that coming for? If not for kabbalah satam alamai also. The answer is we have yet another application for that, which uses it up, leaving it unavailable for Kabbalah Sadam. They teach you that a Yid who brings a carbon in a private altar during the time in history when that was allowed, you should know, you've got to have the same standards. You can't have a Balmum. Well, according to him as well, wouldn't he need it for that purpose as well? To warn against the Balmum and Abamas Yach, leaving no pasuk available for Kabbalah Sadam. And Echnami, you're 100% right. Ella, Lois Akriv the Kabbalah Menor, how does he have a source for a lav of Kabbalah Sadam? The answer is from that pasuk of the Goy, Nafkele mi ben miyad, mi miyad ben Echel Lois Akriv. That's the pasuk of the Goy, Lois Akriv, Lois Kabbalah Sadam, that's going on Kabbalah. Because to warn against the guy offering a blemished carbon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's obvious. You don't need a special pasuk for that. The extra pasuk is for Kabbalah. The Rabbanan, they disagree. They say, look, we need the pasuk for itself. Yisrach is needed for the guy's carbon, like we said before. There's room to think. Perhaps since in their bama, their altar, they're not warned against bringing a blemished carbon unless it's missing a full limb. Dilma, perhaps anami us too, by us in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kabbalah Menor will accept a blemished carbon. Kamash Monkam is a pasim kol eila. The Lema Kablinon that we do not accept from a guy if it's blemished. So all the difference between this lash and the previous is that here we added another halacha of Amas Yachid, which was not discussed in the previous Gemara. Okay, let's go back to the main point of the sugya, which is that when a fellow takes a blemished animal offers it as a carbon, he's liable for all those violations. Why be magdish it? Why you be magdish, etc. Mask of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish had a big cash on this. Who says the pasuk is speaking about a case where it was a whole animal, a tam, unblemished, and then it became a balmum? You know, there are two types of balmum. Let's put it this way. We have an animal which had been okay and then became balmum, and then it was magdashit. Then you have a case where the animal was born with a blemish, missing a leg, right? Now there's room to differentiate. There's room to think that when it was a proper animal and became a balmum, so the man is thinking, okay, fine, I got a mum, I'll still be magdashit. Just like I could have when it was a tam, I'll proceed uninhibited by this new development. And his intention is to actually offer it as a proper carbon on his bech, and that's a no-no. Why are you offering a balmum as a carbon? So in that case, he's liable to all these violations. But let's say if it was naturally blemished, so it never entered his mind, that's the way Rashi learns the sugya, to actually offer it as a proper carbon. It was nixed from the get-go. It was never even suitable for a moment. So in that case, perhaps he never had that mindset. He did not entertain the thought of actually using it as a carbon. So perhaps in that case, his intention was simply for its value. So he's offering it to be used for purchase of a carbon. Sell it and buy it with it a proper carbon. I didn't mean to have this thing put on his back. No. So perhaps in that case there should be no malchus. That wasn't his intention. That's Rish Lakish's kash. Maskele Rish Lakish. Shemele Shenina L'Batam. Shenasa Balmum. Perhaps all these violations, all these liabilities, is only when the animal was whole, complete, and then became Balmum. So he's still on that mindset that it's Roif HaKrava, Vayber, so now he's in violation for offering it as a Karban. Because otherwise, it was never really suitable to begin with. It never entered his mind. That wasn't really his intent. The Balmum Yikar, if it was Balmum from the start, Dikla, it's an expression, it's like a palm tree, like a piece of wood, piece of lumber, Balmum, it's just a piece of wood that he's donating for its value. It's not an issue. Amalei Rabbi Chiva Bar Yosef, no, no. Look at the pasuk, which warns against offering a balmum. Sarua v'kalot, these are natural blemishes. He's got a disproportionate, you know, limbs. He's got, closed hooves. I mean, these are natural phenomena. Ksiva parsha, and that's discussed in the pasuk, which warns against offering it as a carbon. So you see, even in that case, there was a lav. Van, yeah, these are examples of balmum mikarninu, naturally blemished animals. Omer Leis, he says, hold it. Furthermore, shema lo shanin al b'tmura. Still, I understand it's naturally blemished, but maybe the violation only applies when he's making it into a tmura. Rashi explains, because when a person offers a substitute to an existing carbon, even if that substitute animal is a fully blemished animal, in which case it doesn't even have the potential to rise to the level of inherent kedusha, kedusha saguf. At most, it will just have, you know, kedusha in its value to be used to purchasing of an animal, for purchasing an animal. So, sorry, actually, Rashi says that would, by a tmura, actually it does. You see, in contrast to a regular hegdish, if you magdish something which is blemished, it doesn't rise to the level of kedusha gufa, it's only kedush for its value, right? But by tmura, Rashi points out it's different. By tmura, the substitute, even if it's a balmum yikara, meaning before you substituted, before you designated a substitute, it was already a balmum, don't think the kedusha that now applies to the tmura is limited to kedusha's damim, just its value. No. It actually gets some sort of inherent kedusha as well. So even if you're going to go redeem it, the animal still retains residual kedusha. You can't share it, you can't work with it. And this is based on the pasuk, which says you could even make tmura on a ra, on a blemished animal. So tmura is different. It's not, you know, when you're initiating a kedusha, starting fresh, it has to be on a proper animal otherwise. But when you're carrying over an existing kedusha, which sort of extends from the original carbon over to the tmura, even if the tmura is fully blemished, it will absorb a higher level of kedusha, an element of kedusha saguf. So perhaps of the Gemara, maybe over there, yeah, if I designated a blemished animal as a tmura, which will absorb kedusha saguf, there I'm in grave trouble, because I'm making something with kedusha saguf, a blemished animal into kedusha saguf, to like a carbon. This non, as we find in the Mishnah later, that ironically, in this sense, tmura has greater powers than your standard carbon. It's not chayme, but tmura and bazevach. There's a one up, an advantage to tmura over a regular carbon. Unlike a regular hegdish of a regular carbon, you can't apply kedusha zaguf to a balmum kavua, an animal with a permanent blemish. But a tmura does get applied to that kind of animal. So maybe over there, if he took a blemished animal, made it into a tmura, there he's in full violation of the isra of a kriva, because he's taking a blemished animal offering as a carbon. But otherwise, if it's a standard hegdish, and he's magdish abalum, who says? Since in any case, it's only getting the lower level value kedusha, perhaps it's not included in the isra. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, incorrect. L'shmila, haven't you heard Amar Rabbi Yana, as Rabbi Yana told us, b'chabura. Amongst the chabura, you know, in consensus, nimnu b'gamru, so it was decided, nimnu means they took account, b'gamru, it was concluded, basically, this was set up as a halacha by consensus that hamagdish balmum l'gabim is beyach oivir mishum chamisha shemus. If one is magdish balmum as a carbon with a mizbeach, this is a similar lashon like we had yesterday, right? Oivir mishum chamisha shemus, he directs a balmum to the mizbeach, he's in liability five times over. Well, if as per your suggestion that we're talking about a fellow making a tmura, well, that adds another liability, because tmura itself is an isur, so it's a total of six, not five. Apparently, we're not speaking about a tmura. If we're talking about a tmura nami, also a tmura, that's happening, shisha havin, it's really six violations. The Ikonami love the Tamura, he's in violation of the law of Tamura. Apparently we're speaking that he's offering a standard carbon, initiating a kedusha on a balmum, and hence five violations. And only five. Elamai, so what are you telling me? Balmumi karoi. That these five isurim apply to a fellow who's designating a balmum, even a natural balmum? Am I lucky? Why is he getting malchus? So back to that question, dikum almus like a piece of wood. He's not attending a real carbon. Amarlei, still dikla. In contrast to a piece of lumber, lav zila milsa. Lumber is not suitable for the mizbeah. You can't bring a carbon out of it. So it's not degrading. It's not disrespectful of mizbeah. By doing so, it's not disrespectful. Lav zila milsa. I mean, aid some whom? Wood is wood, right? Nothing wrong with donating the wood to the to be used for purchase of a carbon. What is wood? So there's nothing improper about it. There's nothing disrespectful about an animal. An animal should be a tam, whole and complete, unblemished. I mean, you're already bringing an animal. Do it right. So from this type, right, of item that you're being magdish, exists a better variation, a tam. And you chose the inferior variety of this category, that's an issue. That's degrading. That's disrespectful. Hence, he's in violation. But mumi kara, an animal which is blemished, even born blemished, zila milsa, it's disrespectful. Even the shavik tamim, since he avoided doing a tamim, and he chose to offer the Bali moment. There's another version. Amalei. He responded, I feel like it's still Bazi Milsa. It's a bazayan. Because in contrast to the wood, there's no other option within the wood family, right, that would be suitable for. So offering a piece of wood, by definition, means I'm going to be using it as purchase power for a carbon. Leilok is no malchus. Leilafuki balmum as opposed to balmum, which is an unsuitable animal, and an animal can be suitable for mizbeach. Given the ikub minoy, since within this type, meaning you should have offered a good animal. He didn't. Lucky, that's why he gets malchus. Amar Rabba Hashda, Amar Rabban Tabamum Lucky, Mishun Bazi Milsayu. Once we've come to this conclusion, the reason for malchus by Abamum is because it's disrespectful. It's degrading. Says Rabba, I want to take it and stretch it a bit further. Afilu lo magdush le ledmena sachem nami Lucky. Suppose a person takes an animal, offers it as a carbon, ledmena sachem. Not for itself. And he specifies, I'm using this to buy nesachim, wine, and right? And that will be offered on the Mizbeach. But what is he offering? As material to be used to purchase a balmum. That's also a problem. Nami Loki also gets malchus. And Rashi explains, what's the chiddush? So Rashi on the bottom line says, Afilo akdush lebe nesachim. Da'ashtad laki bezoin kol kach. It's not such a bezoin. She'enu b'minu rila nesachim. Because an animal is not suitable for nesachim, so inevitably he's not intending to offer this. Rather, this will be used for purchase of that. So what's the issue? Void dalad mei agdashe. Furthermore, it was never kadosh for itself, it's just for its value. So it's not like offering something bad, a bad nesachim. This is not nesachim, this is just to be used for purchase of nesachim. I feel like it still does malchus, because the fact is, he's offering up an animal, which theoretically is something meant for Mizbeach, suitable for Mizbeach, and he's offering a bad kind. And Tosis points out, according to this Gemara, if a person takes an animal, he says, Ami Magdashit Ledmei Oila, which is found very often in Shas. It works, meaning the value will now be forwarded to purchase of an Oila, but he gets Malkus for offering up a Behema Balas Mum as Hegdish for the purpose of ultimately, you know, being makrif something on the mizbeach, instead of just taking an unblemished animal offering it for itself. Tanakh said, Rava, you write to Rava that even in this case there's malchus. We turn to Amidbeis. Nadovatasa oisa. So let's just read the pasuk inside. If you have it on the margin, that's great. It says v'shoyer v'ose sorua v'kolot. You have a blemished animal. Nedava tasa oisoi. You should offer it as a nedava, which the Gemara learns to mean as bedek habayis, a donation, not for the hakrov and the mizbeach. So offer your blemished animals to the treasury. Okay. Uloneder, and we'll see the Gemara pairs this next word with the previous phrase, meaning whether it's a nedava, which is material, item-based, all another, which is a personal obligation, a personal vow. But if it's for bedek habayis, that's great, despite it being a balmum. Lo yeratza, but not as an actual carbon on the mizbeach. And again, it goes back to both variations. A nedava or neder. Don't offer it as a carbon on the mizbeach. Lo yaratza, which denotes the carbon procedure as a carbon. No, if it's blemished, don't offer it as a carbon for the mizbeach. So, on the one hand, we have a yes. Do offer it as a donation for the bedek habayis, whether in a nedava form or another form, doesn't matter. And do not offer it up as a carbon for the mizbeach, whether in a nedava form or another form. Okay? So basically, it's two sides of the same coin. A blemished animal should be donated for the bedek habayis, as opposed to an unblemished animal that belongs on the mizbeach. An unblemished animal should be offered on the mizbeach and not a blemished animal. Nedava tasois. Zakat shebedek habayis. So take the balmum and send it to bedek habayis. V'ein le'le nedava. So perhaps this only applies to nedava, where Rashi says he's actually offering the item itself, or a zoo, right? This should be kaddish. Neder menayin. What about making a neder? Is that also appropriate? I am, promising, I'm vowing to give a behemoth to bedek habayis. Is that okay? Blemished animal. Neder menayin. I'm le neder. So the word le neder pairs up with the previous part of the pasuk. Nedava tasayis le neder. Yochal v'kotcha mizbeach. Perhaps you can take a blemished animal, offer it for the mizbeach as well. Tamalev neder leiratza. No, leiratza. That's Rashi says that's for the mizbeach. That hartza. It's accepted as a carbon. It's an appeasement, right? So that refers to a carbon on mizbeach. Zekotcha mizbeach. Ve'elu leneder. Perhaps the issue is only when he vows on a personal vow. What if it's item-based? So once again, the word nedava goes both ways, and neder goes both ways. And the positive, meaning blemish to the kabayis only, and a negative, blemish to the mizbeach, no. So that's the Tanakh. Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi's going to add something which to us isn't so obvious yet. He just simply, seems like he's simply repeating the words. Rabbi Eimer le'iratza means, v'artzos kuva kosim medaber. Le'iratza means that, you can't offer it as a carbon to be makrav gufa, the actual carbon itself, which Rashi learns to mean kachim mizbeach, right? Which is simply a repetition of the Tanakhama. Do not offer up a blemished animal as a carbon for itself, to put on the mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, isn't he just repeating the Tanakhama's word, Tanakhama? There must be some sort of point of machlekes here. My love, the Gemara's machlekes revolves around our case of the person who is offering up a blemished animal to be used to purchase nesachim for the mizbeach. So ultimately, the destination is mizbeach. But not this, blemished animal per se, rather eventually to purchase something for the mizbeach. Is that legal? Is it legal to take a blemished animal to be used for purchasing for mizbeach? Tanakhama sovar afilo agle sheilet men nesachim namilok. Tanakhama says, even in this case, if it's magdash a blemished animal to purchase nesachim, it's a problem, because ultimately destination is mizbeach, and he's using something blemished for that. Rabbi Savar, no, the issue is only if the intent is to use this item for mizbeach, but if it's just a means of attaining nesachim, then whether this animal is blemished or not is irrelevant. Rabbi Savar batzah skub v'ilaki, only if the intent is to actually offer the item itself and it's blemished, that's a problem. But if the point is to buy nesachim with this, that's not an issue. Shmamina. Okay, so we see it's a machlekes, and in fact, Tanakama will go like Rava. There's malchus even in this case. Now, once we're on this pasuk, the pasuk mentions the word oisoi. What's the word oisoi? It. What's that coming to stress? What's the message? Look at the sign for the following halacha. So, if up until now we spoke about not offering up a blemished animal for the mizbeach, now we're going to go to the flip side. Yes, offer up a blemished animal for bedek habayis, and do not an unblemished animal. So complete, whole, tam, does not belong, being given as a donation to bedek habayis. And that's the message of this pasuk. Yes, for the mizbeach, and not for bedek habayis. Each one has its own designation, its own destination. The sun, as we learned, nebrais and nedavat ha'soy. This blemished animal should be offered as an adava to the bedek habayis. Oisoy tas nedava. This blemish should be nedava. Viata oisa tamim nedava the bedek habayis. But do not make an unblemished animal as bedek habayis. Mekanamor, based on this we learn, there are two separate tracks. Hamagdish tamimim bedek habayis oyber essay. If one does offer a tum to the kabbayis, he's in violation of the essay, as we just mentioned, right? This one, the blemished one, but not the unblemished one, that belongs in the mizbeach. How do we know that there is even a negative violation as well? That's how the parsha begins, and then proceeds to discuss the law of taking a blemished animal for the mizbeach and the essay of the unblemished the bedek habayis. And we learn that there's a lav on both, even on the unblemished bedek habayis, even though we only have an essay, but now we add a lois essay. The lemer, the word lemer, that teaches us ala parsha. Kula, regarding the whole upcoming discussion, including this point as well, the unblemished bedek habayis is a no-no, shiba lav. It's covered by a lav as well. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rabbi Vakapari asked him, how do you see a lav? Once again, where's the lav? My mashma, how do you see in Davar Shemoy Shalemar? There's a negative commandment. So he says, look, break down the word. Amalei Dechsiv Lemar. That's what Lemar means. Loi Ne'amar B'dvar. There's a loi, there's a negative associated with these things. Be Rabbi, I mean, Rabbi's Beis Medrash, they learned a bit differently. Loi Emor. Hashem tells Moshe, Loi Emor. Tell them there's a loi as well. Meaning, that in this situation where the Torah warns against something, but in an implied way, it's called lav avom achlal asay, do this, which implies do not do that, meaning do offer up a blemished animal to the bedek habayis, implying do not offer a tamed bedek habayis. And now when the parsha begins with lemer, it's come to re-emphasize and turn into a lav as well. Itmar. Okay, let's go back to that original halacha. Where he's offering up a balmum to the mizbeach, hamala evor a balmum to the mizbeach. So now he's up to the haktara. He takes the evorim, the limbs of the animal, the balmum, puts it on the mizbeach. Amar Rava, he's over twice, because as we learned yesterday, there are two separate isurim for complete offering and partial offering. Over mishumat haktira kula, he's over on that. Umishumat tira miktasa, for the full and for the part. Amar Rava, no. It's one or the other. Ain't like an lashing of clothes. You can't get malchus. You can't get a double lashing for doing basically two elements of the same issur. Right? The pasuk says, "Isha lo titnu mehem," the full animal and part of the animal. Well, either or. You can't do the full and be liable for part as well. It's sort of included. Maybe here comes a kasha. So according to Abai, you're not going to have a total of five liabilities because two of them were full and complete, and complete and incomplete. Meisa magdish balmum gam mizbeach. Person is magdish balmum and he offers on the mizbeach. He has a series of isurim, five in total. Oyvim mishum chamisha shemus. That's a kashan abaye. He says you can never get to five. Tivta abaye. I'm abaye. You're right. We're not talking about the same person being liable to all five. Five individuals, each one doing a separate act. This one did the hegdish, one isur. The other fellow did the shchita, right? Number four did the partial haktara. Number five did the full haktara. Right? So we're talking about different cases. If a fellow does a full haktara, he gets an isur. In a different case, a person does even partial haktara, he gets his own isur. But together it doesn't work. You can't have full and part at the same time. Okay, Iba Gavri. if we're talking about separate individuals, Oiver, why does the Brisa say he is in violation of all five? It's not the same person. Oivrin, many. No, boy, it should have said many. Obviously, we're talking about the same person. Amar Abai, Abai will respond. Okay, how do I get to five? I'll tell you. Kabbalah Saddam, remember? There's an Isra Kabbalah Saddam as well. Amar Abai, Apik Atarah Smitzosai, delete the Parsh Lak Torah, Vail Kabbalah Saddam, and replace it with the Kabbalah Saddam. Ask the Gemara, but that's only a single opinion. Kabbalah Saddam, that's only Rabbi Shabbat Yehuda, Isla, only he holds of a love over there. Tanakama, less Tanakama doesn't hold of that. And clearly this Brisa was a Tanakama. Because only later we have, Rabbi Shabbat Yehuda. Kasha, so that's an unanswered question, according to Abai. There's another different version of this kasha. Since Rabbi Yehuda is discussing the Sefer, the next part, Reish Rabbanon, apparently the beginning is the Rabbanon, who do not hold of the Kabbalah Saddam being included. So now, how do you get to five if not for partial Akhtar, Tifta, to Kasha Nabai? Okay, so in summary, yes, Itamim to the Mizbeach. No, Balmum to the Mizbeach. Yes, Balmum to the Bedek Abayis. No, Tamim to Bedek Abayis. Balmum to the Mizbeach carries many consequences, 5, 6, 11 in total, depending on the situation. Regarding Tam to the Mizbeach, that's an assay, and a lav as well. Says the Mishnah, Kehanim Mimirin B'Shelahen. Okay, so back to Tamura, where he takes the actual carbon, offers a substitute, turns out that it doesn't really exchange, right? But the substitute sort of gets latched on and draws some Kedusha from the original carbon, and it in itself also becomes Kaddish. Now, who has the ability to make a tamura? The owner. Hakehanim mimirim b'shelahen. So the kohen can make tamura on his carbon if he has his own carbon that he designated that he was Yisrael. Mimirim b'shelahen. Likewise, Yisrael can do tamura on his own carbon. But ein hakehanim mimirim loy b'chatas loy b'ashem loy b'chor. Now, although the kohen will eventually be entitled to part of the chatas after he's makrevit and the asham, the b'chor is given to him as well. But it's not truly his. During the animal's life, he can't be make a tamura. He gets the meat from Hashem's mizbeach. That's not his carbon. Okay, but that seems to be more simple regarding the chatas and the osham. What about the bechor? Bechor, the firstborn kosher animal, which you give to the kohen as a gift during the animal's lifetime. Why isn't that considered owned by the kohen? Why doesn't he have the ability to make a tamura on that? Omar Bechem Nuri, why? I don't understand why a kohen can't make a tamura on his bechor, which is granted him by the Israel. It's his to own. Omar Rakiva. We have to compare it to the other gifts, to the other karbanis, where he's not considered the owner. Here as well, chatas v'asham, matan l'kohen. You have an example of a gift, chatas v'asham. Well, bechor is also a gift to the kohen, matan l'kohen. So we compare ma chatas v'asham ein mamirim boy, just like a kohen can't do tmura by the chatas v'asham ma bechor mamirim boy. Likewise, the bechor can't make a tmura. Amar Bechem Nuri, how do you compare? How do you compare the two? It's a world of a difference. Ma loy or ma li, ein mamirim b'chatas v'asham. I understand why the kohen can't generate a tmura by the chatas v'asham sheim zochen ben b'chayin. They don't have any acquisition. They don't get it during the animal's lifetime, right? Yisrael offers up a chatas, Beis Hamikdash, the kohen processes it. As of yet, he's not the owner. And only then, after the dam and the aktara, the murun, then he gets a part of the basa to eat. He's not a lifetime owner. Toimah b'b'chor, as opposed to the b'chor, she'ezochem b'b'chayev, the coin owns it during the lifetime of the b'chor. Once it's given to him, it's his. Omad Rabbi Kiva. Okay, we have a pasuk. Father Kvarnam, the pasuk says, v'ayahu t'marasi yeh kodesh. Just like we have the original animal, we have the t'mura kodesh as well. We compare the two. We link them. Heichan kedusha chol ala beis b'ayim. Where was the original Kedusha on the original carbon generated by Beis HaBailam, the home of the owner of the Yisrael who generated that carbon of Temur Beis HaBailam? Likewise, if one should choose to make a Temur, it has to be done over there. The original owner, the maker of the Hegdash, the initiator of the first carbon, he's the one that has the ability to make the Temur. Once it's out of his hands, the Kohen can't take over that power and make Temur. Tananos, we have a Mishnah discussed in Maseches Masa Sheni. So we're going to focus on the Bechor today. Bechor Moichon Oisoy Tam Chai. Yisrael has a firstborn kosher animal, give it to the Kayin. The Kayin can sell it if he chooses to sell it, to another Kayin. Tam while it's unblemished and meant for a carbon, right? So the halacha is that a bechor, if it's still unblemished, it's offered as a carbon on the mizbeach. The kohen does so and he eats it that way. Whereas if it gets a mum, then he, you know, shechts in his backyard. Either way, it goes to the kohen. Just that tam is up for the mizbeach and mum shecht anywhere. So the bechor can sell his bechor, right? Yisrael gives him a bechor. The kohen can tell and sell, take it and sell. The merchan is a tam chai, unblemished, alive. Uba mum chai b'shachet. Once it gets a mum, whether it's alive or shechted, he can sell it to anybody. Makachem Moshe Isha, use it to be Makadosh a woman, it's his money. Amar Rav Nachman, here comes a big chiddush. Amar Rav Rabu Leishon, when do we say that a kohen has the power to sell a bechor tam chai, unblemished alive, Leishon El Bizman Hazeh, only nowadays, when it's not intended for Hakrav on the Mizbeach, we have a Mizbeach. So now it's his possession, you can sell it. Hoyle of Yisrael LaKohen Zichir B'Gavei, because that gives a kohen power of ownership. It's his possession. Avo was mashav b'samach kamo. There was a b'samach standing. B'chor b'yameinu. Kiyum with the tam la'krava the koi. Since the b'chor tam is meant for akrava, so although technically the kohen owns it, but it's his for akrava. It's not his like a regular possession of his. Ein moichin oisit hamchai. He can't sell it. He doesn't have that element of ownership. It's meant for a carbon. It's his carbon. That's a huge chiddush. So although we just learned in the Mishnah that Kain can sell a Tam Chai, that's only Bizman Hazeh when it's not slated for Akrova, but otherwise he can't sell it. Esvei Rava, he has a question of Rav Nachman from this Mishnah. So he can sell it Tam Chai. Let's make a duke. What does this imply for us? Chayin, only while it's alive. Shachat Lai, but once it's shechted, he can't sell it. Why? When? How? Where? Amos, what are we speaking? Elim Bizman Hazeh, we're talking nowadays. It's a non-existing phenomenon. Mi'ikatam shechet. How do you even have unblemished b'char shechted? You're not meant to shecht it when it's unblemished. You wait for a balmum. So that is non-existent. Elav shita. So evidently, bizman she beis hamikdash kaim was speaking when there was a beis hamikdash standing. Uktani nami. What does the Mishnah say? Meichanu yisit tamim chai. The kohen has the ability to sell it alive and well. Tamim chai. So Kashan Rav Nachman says you can't sell it at that point. Loi, no, loi, we're talking nowadays. And that explains why you can sell it tamim chai, because it's not meant for a carbon. Now as to your diuk, well, let's correct that. Miktani, does the Mishnah really say merchan oisei tamim chai in shachat loi? Is the Mishnah telling you you can only sell it while it's alive but not shechta, to imply that there is a possibility? There is a scenario of having a tam shechted, which precluded nowadays? No, lie. No, we're not trying to imply that at all. Because, right, tam shachet, right, can't take place nowadays, right? And when speaking, yes, it's nowadays. Hogavos Hashemim. The mission is just meaning to teach us that very halacha without implications. To address that specific scenario, we're talking bizman hazeh. There is no tam shachet, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is the bizman hazeh nami moich noisei tamim chai. That in fact nowadays he can sell it, even though it's tamim chai, he can sell it. That's only because nowadays it's not meant for akrova, but if bizman is hamigdash, it's meant for Akrobas, it's Rav Nachman. It's the kohens, but it's not for sale. Okay, so let's recap. We have a Mishnah where we learn that who has the ability to make Tmura? The owner. Who's the owner? Well, the Israel on his Karbonis, the kohen on his Karbonis. What about a Karbon of Israel, which is eventually given to the kohen, the Chatas V'Asham? Well, no, he doesn't constitute the owner. The Israel does. The kohen gets it from the Mizbeach. That's not ownership on the actual carbon, and therefore there's no he can't make tumor. What about Bechor? Bechor is somewhere in the middle. It started off in the farm of the Yisrael, but eventually it was transferred to the Kohen, who's now the owner. So I generated a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Chaim Lurie seems to say that yeah, you can do it. Why not? Whereas the Rabbi Akiva says no, the Kohen can't. Based on a pasuk, only the Yisrael, who was the owner, when the Kedusha was initiated, he can make the Tumur as well, as opposed to the Kohen. Nachman has a Chiddush. Although the Bechor, the Tam, is given to the Kohen, in terms of selling it, That's only Bizman Hazeh. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.